Shatter the Bones by Stuart McBride. Read by Stephen Worsley. 6 days later. Chapter 1. 3 minutes! Fuck! D.S. Logan McRae leant on the horn, its harsh beep barely audible over the wailing siren and the burbling radio. Get out of the bloody way! To show we're all thinking about them. So this is Alison and Jenny McGregor with Wind Beneath My Wings. There was a swell of violins, and then the singing started. Did... Oh, Christ, not again! DC Rennie switched the car radio off and ran a hand through his spiky gelled mop of blonde hair, checked his watch again. We're not going to make it, are we? Another blast on the horn. Finally! The moron in the Toyota Prius edged closer to the curb, and Logan floored the accelerator, sending the CID pool car roaring around the outside, hands wrapped so tightly around the steering wheel his left palm ached. Time? 2:40. Rennie grabbed the handle above the passenger door as Logan threw the manky Vauxhall around the Hazelhead roundabout. A screech of tyres, the pinging clunk of a plastic hubcap parting company with one of the wheels. Ah! Come on! Come on! Logan overtook the 215 bus to West Hill. A Range Rover coming the other way slammed on its brakes, the driver wide-eyed and swearing. Through the lights, ignoring oncoming traffic. Logan wrenched the wheel to the left, the pool car's back end kicking out as he chucked it around the corner onto Hazeldean Drive. Rennie squealed, closed his eyes. Oh, God! Time! We're gonna die! Time, you idiot! 1:56. A group of...